From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Veteran U.S. diplomat Richard Holbrooke has died of complications from surgery to repair a torn aorta. He was 69. Holbrooke worked for every Democratic president since the late 1960s, serving in posts such as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and in the Obama administration as special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan. Holbrooke summed up his work well in comments to reporters during a trip to Yugoslavia in 1999.
We do whatever we can in search of peace. Peace is the mission of the United States and our allies, and we came here, as I said, on a mission of peace at a moment of extreme danger.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the President and Secretary of State are paying tribute to Holbrooke.
Secretary Clinton called Holbrooke a fierce negotiator who took on some of the toughest assignments in the past 50 years, from Vietnam to the Balkans and most recently Afghanistan and Pakistan. In a statement, she described him as the consummate diplomat, able to, quote, stare down dictators and stand up for America's interests. President Obama praised him at a State Department reception shortly before news broke of his death.
He is simply one of the giants of American foreign policy.
Richard Holbrooke is best known for negotiating the 1995 Dayton Peace Agreement that ended the war in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate appears poised to approve the tax cut package worked out by the president and congressional Republicans, but NPR's David Wellner reports House Democrats may insist on changing the deal before they vote on it.
House Democrats say it's bad enough that tax cuts for the wealthiest will be extended for 2 years, along with all the other Bush-era tax cuts. Even worse, they say, are the terms for the estate tax, which would make tax-exempt the first $5 million a person leaves behind and tax the rest at a 35% rate. They want to replace that with a provision the House passed last year that exempts $3.5 million and taxes the rest at a 45% rate. Both the White House and Republicans fear that could cause the whole deal to unravel. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal Reserve policymakers meet in Washington today to consider the impact so far of the Fed's decision to buy billions of dollars worth of Treasury bonds to help bolster the U.S. economy. Jason Clemens with the Pacific Research Institute in San Francisco told the BBC the central bank needs to be mindful of two major challenges facing the economy.
One is a short-term issue about reviving and improving the U.S. economy's growth and unemployment. And the second issue, which is equally as important, is how we deal with the longer-term deficit.
Clemens notes that even though the Fed's quantitative easing policy is designed to bring down interest rates to stimulate the economy, rates have actually risen since the policy was announced, mainly, he says, because of concern over the nation's deficit. This is NPR News from Washington. The eastern half of the nation is shivering in frigid temperatures today as the massive storm system that has dumped snow on the upper Midwest lumbers farther toward the northeast. In Minneapolis, Craig Hershey says the snow is making it hard to get around.
Right now my car's, it's like on a pedestal of snow, so when I pulled in, the snow packed under it. My tires are off the ground, so I gotta dig out the bottom and hopefully get so there's weight on my tires. I can pull out of here.
More snow is possible today in New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has survived a confidence vote in the country's Senate, but he now faces a tougher challenge in a similar vote in the lower house. Berlusconi's name has cropped up again in one of the U.S. diplomatic cables released by the group WikiLeaks. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome. The cable reveals concern over the media tycoon's attempt to censor the internet.
The February cable refers to a new government bill regulating the internet and telecommunications. U.S. Ambassador David Thorne wrote that opponents of the bill say it endangers free speech and is a threat to Italian democracy. He said the bill appears to favor Berlusconi's Mediaset TV empire while disadvantaging Sky, the major rival TV broadcaster. The bill would make internet providers such as YouTube liable for content, an impossible prospect, the ambassador said, both in practical and economic terms. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Ace pitcher Cliff Lee has agreed to a 5-year contract with the Philadelphia Phillies, the team that traded him nearly a year ago. Lee pitched for them in the World Series. He'll reportedly receive a deal worth about $100 million. The star left-hander chose the Phillies over the New York Yankees and Texas Rangers, both of which are believed to have offered him more money. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support